The people who get a little government help buying their groceries are always under a bit of scrutiny. There's a common complaint that what we call food stamps are often used to buy food that is not particularly nutritious, which probably explains why California chose to call its version of the program CalFresh. In Oregon, it's called Oregon Trail, and Oregon Trail users can get a break on buying fresh food in the Medford area through something called the Fresh Rewards Program, with additional incentives in place this month. Here to talk about that is Hannah Ansel, who's the Access Community Food System Coordinator. Access Incorporated is the Community Action Agency in Jackson County. Hannah, welcome.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Tell us about Fresh Rewards and the program generally.
Sure. So Fresh Rewards started as a way to kind of provide a little extra incentive to get community members that receive food stamps or SNAP benefits. And for those your listeners, SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
You always have to explain it three ways. One for Oregon, one for California,
yes,
one for everybody.
Yes, and we've got Oregon Trail Card, so it gets a little confusing. But basically, this program was started as a way to kind of give a little incentive and encourage SNAP customers to come to the growers market and think of that as a viable way to spend their benefits and sourcing food for their family. You know, their budgets are very tight in terms of how much they get through SNAP, and for most families, that's their entire food budget. So this program really was designed just to give a little incentive. It's not much, but just a little bit of encouragement to get them to the market and to provide them a few extra dollars to source, you know, fresh, healthy food instead of, as you said, sort of more standard, you know, processed foods.
It's certainly easy when you got an Oregon Trail card in hand to head for the big warehouse grocery store where the prices are low and get a bunch of stuff for not a great deal and have something a little left over on the Oregon Trail card. So, I mean, how have people responded to some of the incentives? Are you getting people? I mean, are even people even thinking in the first place about places like farmers markets for spending their SNAP benefits?
You know, it's definitely not the first thing that people think of, and it has required us to do a lot of outreach. You know, we've done a lot of outreach in the surrounding neighborhoods and certainly through our sort of food pantry network that Access is connected with. So it definitely takes some education to get people to think about that as an option, and the, you know, offering the few extra dollars is definitely a boost for getting them there. But really, you know, one of the big reasons we wanted to do this program, particularly in the Medford area with the Medford Saturday Market, is to try and just boost sort of the customers that are coming to that market and the diversity of customers that are coming. So really trying to broaden what that consumer base is.
So the market itself is not terribly old, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that downtown Saturday market, I think this is maybe only the third year, but don't quote me on that.
Right, right. Since downtown Medford reorganized and renewed and installed the commons and
yes.
Lithia Motors headquarters and everything, things have changed just a bit. So this is a regular Saturday event just through growing season generally?
Yeah, through the growing season. We started in June of this year, so we didn't start right at the beginning of the season, but we were kind of doing our fundraising and waiting for there to be a little bit more product at the farmers market so that when people do go to the farmers market to spend their SNAP benefits, they're pleasantly surprised by how much product there is.
So we have talked in the past on the program about trying to spend SNAP benefits. And again, it's CalFresh in California and Oregon Trail in Oregon, food stamps for folks who probably never use them. There have been some barriers over the years to farmers markets being able to use the SNAP benefits. Is that right? Now, have those barriers largely been removed, and what were they?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I think it's definitely gotten easier as far as assistance of nonprofits helping farmers markets to really get set up to accept them. You have to have the machine that you can swipe the card with and get it set up with an account. But I think it's, you know, it's done by most farmers markets. I would say more farmers markets accept SNAP benefits than those that don't now. So it's definitely, there's been a path that's been paved as far as that being a practice that farmers markets do.
So the Saturday Growers Market in Medford and the Fresh Rewards Program, what were the incentives then? Or what are the incentives usually?
Sure.
What have they been up to this point, I guess, is the fair way to say it. And then for September, they're a bit different. Is that right?
Sure. So we've mostly been offering a $4 match. So if SNAP customers spend at least $4 of their benefits, they can obviously spend more, but we'll match up to the first $4. So that's what it's been over the season. And then starting in September, so 2 weeks ago now, in the beginning of the month, we started offering it at a $6 match, just so that it gives a little bit more boost, particularly right now when it's harvest season and there's an amazing abundance of fresh food at the farmers market. We really want people to take advantage of that. So, and it's also Hunger Action Month. September is Hunger Action Month. So we really wanted to kind of give a boost there and raise awareness around those two pieces.
So it's spend four at least and get four, but up
but
to
now,
four. Right?
But now it's six. So six. Spend. So you can spend anywhere up to six, and you get those dollars matched up to $6. $4.
Okay.
So if you spend $4, you still get $4, but if you spend $6, you get $6 matched.
All right, but if you spend $10, you still get $6, right?
That's right. We match up to six.
Up to six, okay. Hannah Ansel is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Community Food System Coordinator at Access, Inc., based in Medford. We're talking about the Fresh Rewards Program and about spending food stamp benefits, SNAP benefits, Oregon Trail in Oregon, on fresh foods. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Are you able to track either through numbers of users or through dollars spent at farmers markets whether there is a favorable trend in people using the Oregon Trail card to buy fresh produce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can track the number of both the SNAP dollars spent, but also sort of the number of people that are taking advantage of the incentive itself, the match. And we've been seeing about an average of 24 families coming to the market to spend their SNAP benefits since we started the incentive. And then we've also seen that, particularly with the added $6, that has continued to go up. So especially as the season's been going on, we get more and more families coming. One of the challenges is that number is often larger in the beginning of the month, because oftentimes as you get towards the end of the month, folks are running out of their SNAP benefits. So they don't have any benefits left to spend at the end of the month. So we've definitely seen that number higher. So
I've noticed when you go to any large grocery store on the first day of the month, it is a zoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benefits are refreshed on that day.
Generally, in the first couple of weeks, it's based on your Social Security number on which day you get it. So it's not the exact beginning of the month, but it's the first week.
Is it coming along as fast as you would have liked in the sense of people taking advantage of using SNAP benefits for fresher food?
I think obviously we always want it to be an amazing outpouring of people taking advantage of it, but they're definitely I'm pleased with how many people have participated, and obviously we want to have that continue to grow, and that's part of why we increased the incentive. But we've served almost 400 families already just this season. I think that was to date as of a couple weeks ago. So that's a pretty good, pretty good number of people that are taking advantage of it. And really, if you think about it, there's the three benefits to it. It's definitely a health benefit as far as folks that are participating and, getting a little bit more fresh fruits and vegetables and other foods into their diet. It's sort of a quality of life experience, taking their family to the grower's market. I had one woman that I talked to when we were doing outreach that was just so excited because her kids love going to the grower's market, but she can't always justify it in her, limited food budget. So she's really excited to have this sort of opportunity as something for them to go do as a family. And then the other piece is sort of the economic boost. If you think about that money that's coming in that's being spent with our local farmers, that's a huge boost to our local economy. So there's a few numbers floating around out there as far as sort of economic impact, but just straight up SNAP dollars, any SNAP dollars that are spent in our community, regardless of where, whether it's at the grocery store or at the farmer's market, it's about a $1.79 impact. So for every dollar, it's $1.79. That is an impact. And then there's other numbers, around if you're spending with local food, that number is even higher. So it's definitely well worth the investment.
The chance to get to know your farmer is not something that's available to everyone. It was pointed out in a recent discussion about food and food supplies that, if you live in a huge city, you're not going to get much of a chance to meet your farmer.
That's right.
So in a place like Medford, you certainly have that advantage available to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And those neighborhoods that are around the sort of the downtown area are, walkable. And so it's definitely a part of that community.
We're talking about the Food Stamp Oregon Trail SNAP Benefit Program as it is used for fresh food in the Rogue Valley with Hannah Ansel at Access, she's the Community Food System Coordinator there. Here's a phone call from Ron and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thanks. This is always a subject of interest to me, particularly nowadays, because I think as a lot of people know, the issue of food stamps in terms of the larger, broader social issues is one that is currently under attack, from the folks who think that people are getting these, they shouldn't be getting them. So I wondered if the guest had any demographic information that would say, this is who's receiving them, this is what we're talking about, this is what the population looks like. So people would get have more factual information about who actually takes advantage of this program.
All right. That's a good question. Thanks for that, Ron. Appreciate it.
That is a good question. I mean, I don't know specifically. We're still tracking demographics as far as folks taking advantage of the Fresh Rewards incentive program, so I don't have that information. But in terms of SNAP overall, we obviously, as far as eligibility, families, can earn up to $1,200 for an individual as far as household income. So that's kind of your, if you're looking at, what the income rate is for families receiving SNAP benefits. But most of the families that are receiving those benefits are working families, particularly, I can speak more from the families that we interact with from the food bank level, but most of those families, they have at least one person working, and they're just trying to make ends meet. So I don't know if I can speak too much more to broad demographics, but that helps a little bit.
Well, that's an interesting point to be made, though, that people who are seeking food assistance, whether through Oregon Trail and food bank assistance, these are generally people who do have jobs,
mm-hmm.
just not jobs that pay very much.
That's right.
So you mentioned that there's a certain cost, obviously, to taking on the Fresh Rewards program. Is there some grant, some boost of money that helped this get going?
We have really generous sponsorship from Providence Medford Medical Center and then the Ashland Food Co-op and the Medford Seroptimist Group. All are supporting that, and it's been amazing. I mean, we wouldn't be able to provide the match without that. That's really where all that funding is coming from.
So is it something that will you be able to continue the match for years potentially at this point? Or is it pretty much every year you got to regroup and see who you can get grants from?
We were pretty good on funding right now. We see being able to offer it next season as well. But the idea is also for it to be an incentive. So it's a way to get people to the market to kind of change some behaviors and kind of instill those patterns as far as where people source their food. So hopefully, we would be able to make that change happen and maybe the incentive wouldn't be needed. But we would love to continue to offer it because it does provide a few extra dollars for folks.
So how much, if any, is there an education wing to this in trying to educate people about what some better choices for foods are? Because I know that nearly every time we get into a discussion of SNAP benefits in either state or just generally, there's at least one call that has a question about why are we letting people buy cheese doodles and soda pop and stuff like that.
Sure. And absolutely. I mean, that's the direction we've taken, is to do education and to provide incentives like this rather than restricting how people can spend those funds. We at Access have a cooking skills education program, and we're actually at the growers market doing cooking demonstrations. We've trained over 70 volunteers to be out in the community doing cooking demonstrations at a variety of different sites. So really just not necessarily doing nutrition education, because I think people have gotten a lot of that sort of through school and whatnot. And we try and just keep it positive and fun and engaging and really want to inspire people to eat, these fun, delicious, healthy foods. So that's really, it's kind of that, interactive, fun approach.
I see the difference, though. In one case, you're saying, here's the food pyramid, make sure you eat these foods. Mm-hmm. And, I still scratch my head sometimes, like, well, have I done that today? Versus saying, if you make this, this is a good, healthy dish.
Yeah, and really just focusing on whole foods. If we all eat whole foods, we're off to a lot better start than if we eat processed foods.
All right, as long as we're talking on that subject, then when we talk about whole foods, for the folks who might actually be sticking with the cheese doodles and the soda pop, what are some of the good whole foods to focus attention on? What are the things that they should be looking at perhaps first if they go to a grower's market?
Well, I mean, I'm not a nutritionist, but the way that I shop is mostly starting with, fresh produce, fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, those sorts of things. And lots of those are, in abundance at the growers market. So any of those choices, there's some excellent pastry vendors as well at the growers market. So sometimes that's a little tempting too. But the SNAP benefits actually do have to be spent on whole foods that are not processed or not prepared already. That's just kind of across the board a SNAP regulation. So
if it's baked or cooked in some way. No good?
Generally, that's the standard.
So there go the bakery treats out the window. Okay. And I can imagine at this time of year, any growers market is going to be bursting at the seams with great stuff from the farms and the orchards.
There's amazing things, yeah. And that's part of why we really wanted to give the push for September and increase the incentive to $6, just because we really want people to take advantage of the amazing produce that we have right now. And ideally, even some families that are, canning is making a big comeback. So making that accessible for folks to go and source a lot of that food locally that's in abundance right now and put it up for the winter.
True. It's fresh now, but it won't stay fresh forever. But if you preserve it in that way, mm-hmm. you'll have it around for a while. Are there instructions or demonstrations given for canning or for preserving?
You know, we've definitely thought about doing that at the growers market, but there's an amazing, you know, resource with the Extension Center, OSU Extension, as far as any education around canning and preserving. That's really the go-to place. Yeah.
So what are some of the next steps you think you might take? I mean, you got some buy-in with the program here, with the Fresh Rewards program, and what do you think are some of the logical steps in the future to get people a little more in tune? I mean, obviously you have help from many quarters. You have Michelle Obama, the First Lady, talking about eating fresh all the time, and certainly she takes some criticism for it too. But, I mean, it seems like you got some momentum built up in pointing people toward healthy alternatives for their food.
Sure. And so I think maybe now would be a good time to talk about, you know, this Fresh Rewards as part of sort of a bigger movement in our area and, you know, and around the world. But our work is part of the Rogue Valley Food System Network. And we have a lot of different partners that are part of that network, working on different pieces around what we refer to as the food system. And there's different pieces that we're working on to get people to access healthy food, but also to increase the consumption and market for local food. Around healthy food, we also have the Healthy Corner Store Initiative that we're working on to get healthier sort of whole foods into convenience stores that are in low-income neighborhoods that are sort of traditionally referred to as a food desert. So it's a low-income neighborhood that doesn't have a full-service grocery store.
I wonder how tough a sell that is. I mean, not just to the people who use the store, but to the people who run the store, because I'm used to seeing stainless steel counters and the soda fountain and all
That's
the
right.
other stuff, but don't think in terms of produce section in those stores generally.
That's right. It is. We were asking them to make a big shift away from what their sales base is, which is mostly soda and candy and chips. So, they're doing it, and we do provide a lot of outreach and education along with that.
All right. So Hannah Ansell is the Access Community Food System Coordinator. We're talking about the Rogue Valley Food System Network and, of course, about the Fresh Rewards program available at the Saturday Market in Medford, which for the month of September, you'll get matched up to your first $6 of purchases with the Oregon Trail Card at the Saturday Market. Hannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.